Hey, folks, welcome to the Bad Comedy Podcast. It's a new year. Today is Monday or Wednesday, whenever you're listening. And I'm Mac, and here with Dylan Roofdahmer.
AKA Dylan Internet. Dylan. I was at the casino, and this cop was walking through, and he was like, "What's your first name?" And I was like, "Dylan." And he was like, "What's your last name?" And I was just thinking, don't say Roofdahmer. Don't say Roofdahmer. Luckily, I pulled it out.
What did you say, Mahler?
I said Mahler, and then he just patted me a couple times and walked away. I'm like, are they looking for another Dylan in here? Or
he patted your thing?
Just patted me on the shoulder, like, oh. I think he could tell I was being honest.
I thought he was looking for, because with that jacket, it looks like you could be one of those salesmen who sells, like, who sells chains and guns and drugs or whatever.
I've heard, like massive criminals.
Like, what can I get you?
Like, I don't know. It was one of the biggest drug lords ever got caught because he dressed so flashy that, like, they knew he was, like, someone to look into.
Yeah. Well, I know the Dapper Don. What was his name? He's one of the most famous mobsters. John, people are going to get mad at me for not knowing who this is. John Belushi?
Yeah, I think it was like he was a blues brother.
John Belushi, I think.
Yeah.
No, he was the guy with he had white hair, with slick back hair.
Can you imagine if we dressed as the Blues Brothers for the Gazellis and Lost?
This was the most famous mobster of all time.
And you don't know him?
No.
This is the kind of thing that you pride yourself on knowing.
Yeah, well, I know most things.
Mm-hmm. Lyrics.
Maybe this will help. John?
Mm-hmm.
John Travolta actually played him in a movie about him.
Oh, wow. So you're on track.
And the movie was bad, apparently.
Grease.
I couldn't even get through it all the way.
Wow.
Although I do love John Travolta.
What about that movie?
Face
Phenomenon.
Face Off. That's a good
one. What about the movie The Jerk?
The Jerk is good. I grew up a young black boy.
That's the best line. But they start with the best line.
Yeah, and then I just stopped watching it after that.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I'm actually, not going to relate to this.
Yeah, when he's dancing too. You know, yeah. He's just like...
No, but what about that movie about the hockey bully? They'd send in the big hockey like fighter guy.
The one with Sean William Scott?
Mm-hmm.
That movie, there's two of them.
Sean William Scott.
We're not
like
going to...
Sean William Hot.
I had too much little C's before this podcast.
You did?
So that's why I can't remember anything.
We're on Pizza Planet.
Dude, I got the itis from little C's. Uh-huh. Dude, I'm worried about... So, well, I always get little Caesars on weekends, you know, and I'm worried that when RFK gets into office, he's going to subpoena my DoorDash receipts, and I'm going away for a while.
You better wipe that clean.
There's a lot of little C's on there.
You better consult someone there, get a contact there.
Yeah. I just want to say in advance, RFK, I apologize for my past eating behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking... supplements and vitamins,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, but I have eaten a lot of little C's, and I'll make sure in the future I'll eat some vegetables and fruits.
I was thinking, like, I bet God loves, like, red dye 40. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the blood of Christ had a little bit of red dye 40 in it.
It's like
you're telling me Jesus never drank one red Gatorade.
Maybe it's the modern... like Noah's Ark, where he's like extincting people through red dye 40.
Uh-huh.
No, I think it's more satanic.
The cleansing.
I actually imagine it's more like the people that run the big food.
Mm-hmm.
That's more likely.
I mean, I feel like if you want to make something look like blood,
yeah.
First off, why? And then second off, okay, I feel like you should. Let that be possible. We shouldn't outlaw red dye 40.
Oh, well,
or else people use real blood.
Can we do red dye 10 or something? Is there one that's like a little bit less bad?
Like UB 40.
Yeah, WD 40.
Yeah. These things are great products.
So, okay, red dye is, what about red dye 10?
Mm-hmm.
Can we all agree on that? Let's put that in the omnibus bill.
About green live.
Greenland.
Love.
Oh, dude. Talking about, oh, first of all, folks, go to the Alex Jones, thealexjonesstore.com/bad comedy. And you can get the best supplements. You get the Irish sea moss. It's got the best iodine for your all your glands, and it makes your whole body feel healthy. It's the sea moss your body craves.
It gives you that fight, like an Irishman.
Yeah, and you can get the gut cleanse. That's what I got. It's a 30-day gut cleanse. You take it, you feel like you never had Little Caesars in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, the turmeric. Mm-hmm. You gotta get the turmeric with the burdock root.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure to get that. And then while we're on plugs, patreon.com/bad comedy for the good episodes. We got a crazy bonus episode coming up on Thursday. So
this episode is trash in comparison.
Oh yeah, this one pales in comparison. Once we get heated up and ready to rock, you have no idea what the heck happens.
Once the Addy hits, you know what I'm talking about at home.
It's like taking a full bottle of Irish sea moss.
It's like eating the whole little seas.
Mm-hmm. And also, we're also brought to you in part by Jepson's Malort. We don't have the products to show you yet, but coming soon. Also, unfortunately, this current studio is in LA. So, as you can see, there's not as much stuff on the walls because we've had to move some stuff out. We have to move different studios because we're in the fire path.
It's logistics. It's all money when you trace it back.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure Gavin. So, Trump calls him new scum. Mm-hmm. What about his Gavin cum?
Yeah. What about that?
That's just easier.
Honestly. Maybe Gavin go. I'll let you get out of town.
I saw a video thing of him like today. It was like from today or yesterday. He was out, like the fires was raging behind him. He has this black shirt on, just like not one like piece of ash on him.
Probably going to golf.
He had his slick back hair. Probably uses cum as gel. It's
fucking so cool looking though.
Yeah.
And we're back.
We're back. We're back.
Good to be back.
It feels so good to be back.
Sometimes to come back, you gotta leave.
Yeah. What we did is we left. A lot of people are going to leave California.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
That
end of an era.
Yeah. I mean, people have been talking about maybe a new Hollywood in Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be tough for wildfires there because it's already a desert. It's already all basically what California is going to look like after this.
When I see some of these fires, I think, wild.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, that's gnarly. Whoa. I say that's gnarly in a bad way.
Yeah, it's fucking, I never say gnarly isn't in a bad way.
I say that's sick in a bad way.
Stop. There's this thing in Workaholics where Adam, he's like, oh, you're single? And he's like, sup. I love his character.
I'm
Stan Halen.
That is a good character.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like him in everything, too.
Yeah.
You know that Chris D'Elia played a pedo on that show? on that and also in another show.
Yeah. He's typecast.
Yeah.
I saw this thing.
Pedo Piper. If you say Peter Piper when you're like a third grader,
yeah.
It's like Pedo Piper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of weird.
And Neverland and all this stuff. I don't know if that's the same thing, but.
What about Foreverland?
Yeah. Yeah, how about Always Land?
That'd be something.
You get to be a kid always.
Yeah. But why was Robin Williams Peter Pan in Hook?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I just remember, I'll always remember the scene when they're pretending to eat a whole feast of food and there's no food there. That's the only thing. A lot of my childhood memories are associated with food.
What about, have you seen Oliver Twist?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, food, glorious food, hot sausage and mustard.
And they're just,
And then
celebrating, and then can have some more, right?
Well, yeah, that's earlier in the movie, but they found, or they the sing about bitch. At the after that they sing about wanting food. Wow. They sing about like what the good foods would be.
Maybe I'm mixing up movies. Maybe that's
the same. That's the same. Maybe.
Or just, I don't know. You'd see feasts in like Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And just like there's huge drumsticks and Neville Longbottom's munching down, and I'm thinking. That'd be nice to just be a huge fat kid at Hogwarts.
Well, where's the little C's?
Yeah, there's no little C's there.
I want some little C's.
Or I'd want like the McDonald's spread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump knows how to eat.
Yeah.
That guy. They'll rip McDonald's out of his cold dead hands.
Those golden arches.
Yeah.
It's the promised land.
I think he, like, how he feels about Diet Coke is how a lot of, like, John Hickok feels about firearms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to make an amendment to make Diet Coke legal for no matter what RFK does.
Mm-hmm. It's like, we'll be sponsored by Diet Coke eventually, also.
Yeah. And we'll say. I think they changed the name of, I think, aspartame or whatever was in it to something else.
Just like moving the...
Yeah, it was the chemical that like gives you cancer. It's like an artificial sweetener, but they changed it to like... They just changed the name of it.
Yeah, that's a lame name.
That's why they're going to do Red 10 instead of Red 40.
Let's see if there's
they'll call it Red Good.
What's this bad boy got in this monster?
Well, it's got taurine, which is... I think that's
we don't need a
Taurus. Well,
has grape skin, so does my jacket.
Taurine is based on is the urine of a Taurus, which is like a bull.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to grab life by the horns.
Yeah, so it's like bull piss.
We have sucralose.
Oh, that's good stuff.
We have guarana extract.
I had a friend named Sean Lucas. It kind of sounds like that.
Vitamin B12. I like these.
Oh, yeah. That makes your piss straight highlighter color. I love it.
And then the caffeine content from all sources, 140 milligrams per can.
I love taking way too much vitamin B and just having a highlighter colored piss.
I like when my comfort foods are carcinogenic. It's nice.
Yeah.
I poison myself with what gives me.
What about Johnny Carcinogen?
True, that being on carcinogen back in the day.
Yeah.
Get 5 minutes. That's why people always think I'm a cancer based on my voice.
Hold me closer, I have cancer.
Like I just sound alone and I love company. Misery loves company. I guess I'm misery.
There's a good rap song called Misery Loves Company by Ritz the Rapper.
Oh, really? Like putting on the Ritz or whatever?
Yeah, it's a different song, but yeah, I do love that song.
I think it's the same.
That song's by Taco.
What does it go like again?
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pant, foot stripes, and the right perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz.
So catchy, dude.
And then he gets a little bit Kermit-y. He goes, dressed up like a million-dollar trooper. Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper.
Oh, God, that's so fucking...
That song...
Hansel's so hot right now.
That song rules, dude.
That Kermit's so hot right now.
Dude. All these people, Kermit the Frog really kind of set the tone for most modern people.
Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. Well,
not continues off of Sesame Street.
Hollywood Boulevard. It's not really Fire Boulevard, more like.
Yeah. It's like, what happened to Tinseltown?
Yeah. Tinseltown's gone, folks. The whole Hollywood. Tinseltown.
My dream of being a movie star alongside the likes of Tom Cruise and Nicolas Cage are...
Wait, hold on.
Mere ash now.
Listen to this. We used to be the Second City. It's called Second City for a reason. we used to be the second biggest city after New York. Uh-huh. And LA came in. They were like, we're going to get big because we're gay. Uh-huh. And then we're might be second city. And actually, Houston's going to be bigger than us. We're still going to be third city.
They really need to change that, or else can you imagine?
We need to recruit people to come here. We need to recruit cool people to come here.
I'll tell them it's the new LA. Everyone's migrating here from LA.
Got yeah. Because New York's too far, so they have to take their covered wagons here. Mm-hmm.
It sucks. They had no money, and so you know, ended up here in a pilgrimage for fame.
It would suck if you were a pioneer, like the covered wagon people, but you couldn't afford the cover for your wagon, so you're just on a normal wagon without a cover.
That would suck.
Yeah. like a rider red wagon.
Or you get no pull from that.
You're so sunburned. Actually, yeah. You might get so sunburnt that the Native Americans would be like, they think they're one of you and they won't kill you on the way.
Mm-hmm. But then the Americans will.
Yeah,
new Americans.
Then you get salt burnt. This is the salt burn song.
You ever cook a microwave pretzel a little too long?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I like them nice and soft.
We should try that out sometime. It's like a prank.
Yeah. Like get like a pretzel pizza and just cook it up and eat the whole thing, and she'll show them.
Another thing that has been, so we've had a lot of stuff kind of stolen from us recently, folks.
Gun stuff.
Well, first of all, we've been saying Alex Jones is hot for a long time. Now Rogan's saying it. Okay. Everyone's saying it now. And then he's even putting it in his ads. He should have used us saying it in his ads. What else?
Show us a little bit of love back.
Yeah, we got the Gazelle Award stolen from us because another Latino podcast. That's what it's called, another Latino podcast. It's not just another Latino podcast.
Listen, folks, we don't want to be sore losers. Okay, we want to be sore winners.
Yeah, because we won.
You can have your one Gazelle.
You can have your...
We have multiple.
Yeah, you can have your little trophy, but we won, you know?
Yeah.
I wish there was a Gazelle capital. Is Jerry's house the publishing office? We should storm it.
I'm going to storm his house no matter what the results are.
Yeah, we should home invade Jerry Homedy.
We're going to release the Jerry client list, everyone that voted for us.
Yeah.
And if you double voted or you actually double crossed us.
Yeah, we'll know.
You're going to be on a different list.
Yeah. And
we're going to kill you.
And slap you and then whip you.
I am your father.
2023, that was the year.
2023, that was a big year.
That was a big year.
Yeah.
A lot happened in this room, in this studio, and it's kind of sad. We're doing our last episode of Friends or something.
Yeah.
Like they're packed up. They're leaving the apartment.
I hope they think about all the time. Yeah. Well, actually, we're going to... Let's save all the memories for the Patreon. These plebs don't deserve our memories. If you're a poverty free listener and you're not on the Patreon, then
don't buy it anymore.
There's no reason to go to the next podcast. There's no reason to listen to this one because this one's going to lead to the Patreon, which is way better.
You're telling me you're not sold on this yet?
Yeah.
You see this right now?
Yeah.
It's an award from last year.
Yeah, show to the camera. That's an award from last year.
It's harder than it looks.
Yeah. It has a chip in it. It's like a chip.
A chip in my shoulder.
I was going to say that too.
Am I a Pringle?
You actually have a Maxine wound on your shoulder, I think.
What's that? Oh, yeah. I remember when I got Band-Aids just
Dr. Ouchie.
Appeared after I got the second ouchie.
Yeah.
Weird side effect.
Yeah, you're probably like...
Yeah, I'm like, these are not princess Band-Aids. I feel like Band-Aids, like, it It's kind of a weird name for a band. AIDS.
AIDS, yeah. Band AIDS. Is it?
It's kind what's of gay.
That? Yeah. Is that like the band from the movie Rent. About from that movie? Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say, from Rent. The one that sings 525,600 minutes.
Damn. Everyone has AIDS. Now, what I did like about that movie, because didn't they have like a guy playing the drums, but it was like a bucket? It was like Stomp or man, yeah. Maybe he makes all these movies up.
He was one
Stomp
of
Stomp was a good movie.
He was one of those.
Oh, no. Thank God for the censors.
Yeah. We always do post editing. That's what we just did right there.
We'll chop it up in post.
Oh, we do a lot in post. You guys have no idea how much I have to do in post on this.
There's so much to fix.
Yeah.
You don't even fix half of it.
It's pretty much like a post-op trans person, you know?
Sometimes people change their mind.
See, they used to call them pre-op and post-op, but now they're not all the same. Now they're all just trans people.
I think they're all just ops, if you ask me.
Yeah. they've all been psy-opped.
Yeah.
Psy-opped. is that Josie? folks, we got Josie a dog. We got a
Tim
dog.
Allen reincarnated.
We got a dog in the house, folks. We got Josie. We'll bring her in for the Patreon.
We're really trying to build the value of the Patreon in comparison to this by just dropping a bunch of teasers.
Yeah.
Well, kind of downplaying. Like,
I mean, this doesn't matter. The people that listen to this are just Gavin Newsom snakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was wondering what that sound effect was.
His snake.
Slytherin is very brat.
Yeah.
so brat.
I think Hillary Clinton is a good, probably.
Slytherin, yeah.
No, she's good.
Yeah, she'd be like fucking probably captain the Quidditch team.
Yeah. I think, I wish Harris won.
No, I like that Harris got us so much cheap labor with putting so many firefighters in prison, future firefighters. She just loaded up the as Gavin Newsom calls it, the firefighting army.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom also.
Of prisoners. that's so scary thinking about there's already these massive fires and then now there's all these prisoners.
Slave labor.
Like there's like 1,000 prisoners that are like out there, quote unquote, fighting fires.
You know what they probably should have done? It's like clean up the brush. They made it illegal to clean up the brush on your property.
Yeah.
Which is the, like, how can you explain that?
And they won't use ocean water either because the salt is bad for the.
Yeah, but still, like, what about like all these coastal homes? You can use it there.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, fire is like probably worse than.
Right. It's literally like all these homes burning, and then there's this giant thing of water right next to it.
Yeah. It's like sometimes the problem is all the water there.
But I think they put 50% of the reservoir water, you know, they pumped into the ocean for the smelt fish, the little smelt fish. That's good, though, I think.
I was thinking, like, maybe they should have, like, no smoking signs.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would help, but just to try it.
Well, there was also, like, Antifa people running around just lighting fires also.
Yeah.
On top of it. It was probably George Soros who won the Medal of Freedom.
Well, I feel like they might be freedom fighters, like, fight fire with fire kind of.
Yeah.
Eye for an eye.
I don't know if they're fighting fire with fire, though.
They're fighting. They're feeding with fire.
They're feeding fire with fire.
Fire feeders.
Yeah. The only way you can feed fire is with fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think Gavin Cum has to resign. The mayor needs to resign. I think the mayor fired the lesbian chief of fires.
Uh-huh.
Because she spoke up and said that that the mayor, Karen Bass, like, didn't give them enough money when they asked.
More like Karen my ass.
She was too busy in Ghana watching their king get become a king.
I thought you were going to say getting gonorrhea.
She probably got that, too.
I wouldn't put it past her.
There's too many.
I believe anything these days.
Oh, also California stole our whole lesbian thing.
Really?
Yeah, because their whole firefighters are all lesbians.
Now we're talking. Now we're on to something. Because I thought this Stan Harlan sounded kind of like your lesbian voice. I'm Stan Harlan.
Stan Harlan.
I drive a Subaru. So yeah, so Mac's dad drives a Subaru. He is not a lesbian. He is
yeah, cool guy.
Very, we were talking about, you probably get laid at any bar in this side of the Mississippi.
Let me tell you something. My dad likes chicks.
He and does. Chicks like your dad.
He does look a little bit like Harvey Weinstein, though. Or sorry, Jeffrey Epstein. Even worse.
And that's a guy who had a lot of power.
But my dad.
Rest in power.
Not Jewish.
Not Jewish.
Those guys are both Jewish.
Just another. Checking another box.
And also, folks, not all Weinsteins are good. Weinsteins are bad. I like Brett Weinstein.
And you know what I like? Whoever has the most pull, and that's your dad.
Yeah, you know what I like?
Consequences will never be the same.
Yeah, the consequences will never be the same. That's going to happen in California to that leadership.
You know, when your dad is selling like a tabletop like this, and
I don't know what I'm gonna do with this table.
I know what your dad's selling point's probably hinting kind of what could happen on this table, and it's not gonna break.
I don't know
if you're selling to a woman, it'd be like, yeah, I mean, it's got four legs just like us,
yeah,
very sturdy.
Mm-hmm. He tells
you could do anything on this table.
He tells a lady he's selling to. You want to see how sturdy this thing is?
Mm-hmm. We could test it.
Yeah.
No, let's test it.
And then they have sex on top of it.
And that's first base for your dad.
Yeah.
Sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how you sell.
Sex
sells. Yeah.
I mean, that sells sex.
My dad came up with that. That sex sells. Oh,
it's from his selling technique.
Does this remind that you of a place like that you go a lot? Souls.
Yes, cha-ching. Oh my gosh! This?
You probably
be careful.
That.
Now I see that train game that I lost a shit ton on.
Oh really?
Yeah, I was just Mac just instantly won a bunch. I just lost a shit ton trying to catch him. Foolish. I have a foolish nature sometimes.
The train.
Cha-ching.
The train, it keeps it coming. I keep losing money.
The train gang.
Train gang.
They call me the purple train man.
Trains all day, trains all night. I'm gay.
I was thinking if I was ever on Kill Tony and then they asked me like about, like I would, obviously bad comedy would come up and they'd be like, what's your podcast called? What's your podcast? It's called Bad Comedy Podcast. And I thought that'd be such a great clip to start the podcast, me saying that on Kill Tony.
And then he'd be like,
it's called Bad Comedy
Podcast. He'd be like, that's what your set sounded like. Uh-huh. It was bad. Oh,
no surprises there.
I'm gay.
He is like the Joker. More like
that was just like your set, Bad Comedy. Good thing your podcast is named that.
Fucking incredible. Yeah, I keep just delaying going.
This is Brian Redban.
I remember when Jason pointed out, like, yeah, it's just an open mic. I'm like, fuck, that is. I don't even like going to, like, comedy bar for a bucket draw.
Yeah.
Let alone riding a plane.
Yeah. It is just an open mic.
I'm not doing shit for free anymore.
Yeah. I say show me the money.
Yeah. Like, oh, do you want to do our show? Blah, blah, blah. It depends. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Do I get chump change?
Yeah. I'm talking about show me the money. Like he said back in the movie. That's from Rain Man. Tom Cruise said, show me the money. Show me the money.
That's actually really significant. I like change, but I'm no chump.
Oh, nice.
About that.
That's good.
About this sex cells.
Sex cells.
With the gong noise. The arbitrage.
This is the church bells. This is where the demonic pope is.
Uh-huh.
I guess we have a demon pope now, guys.
What are you going to do? It's like, it's Gryffindor is kind of demonic because it's like has the lion combined with the bird.
Well, that's
and then all these. The bird is a very satanic creature.
Birds are definitely.
Goes back to dinosaurs. It's vultures.
Yeah. We should probably. So bats. Can we finish extincting dinosaurs and just kill kill the chickens? We gotta kill chickens.
But then we gotta get rid of the lizard people and the
I mean, that's a lot of people. And we can't, we don't wanna say who they are in here.
We'd be doxing 80% of Chicago comedy.
We'll talk about the lizard people on the Patreon, actually.
We should make a list of lizard comics. I love that Louis thing when he was asking that politician, like, are you a lizard person?
Mm-hmm.
And then they just wouldn't even answer. And it's like, it's a simple question. Like, just, are you a lizard?
Mm-hmm.
He's baffled.
What do you think Donald Trump's going to say to most of the deep state?
You're fired.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, people have been saying that they're worried about some kind of Black Swan event on the inauguration, but I've never seen the movie Black Swan, so. So we'll go,
what's going to happen?
We'll go to the next news story on that.
A swan steals a flat screen.
Yeah. I think was about what? Like ballet? So there's going to be a ballet happening at the Trump inauguration? Okay, cool.
Yeah, it'd be sick. An inauguration on ice.
What I want at the inauguration is Trump walking in. I want him to be wearing a like Hurt Locker bomb suit.
Uh-huh.
When he's getting sworn in.
Wait, a hurt or what?
Like one of those bomb technician bomb suits.
That would be sick if he had like a bubble boy costume or something.
Yeah. A lot of people want him to like just do it in a bunker.
Maybe he could wear earmuffs. He's got shot in the ear.
Yeah. He'll get in the ear again.
Yeah.
He'll get bulletproof earmuffs.
I've been thinking a lot about ears, with my ears being all fucked up and just different ear words, irrigation, John Deere.
Good thing about your ears, if you got like shot in the ear like Trump, mm-hmm. it'd probably just bounce off your ear.
Yeah, right back at the guy.
Yeah.
That would be sick and ironic.
It'd be so embarrassing for that guy.
Oh my gosh. Sometimes you take a risk and... You still don't expect it to totally backfire.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of weird. We never learned anything about either of those assassinators.
To me, I think that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
It can't surprise me anymore. I've seen it all.
It's pretty normal to not even look into that kind of stuff.
You trace it back, it's all money.
Yeah.
I kind of know what's going on at this point.
Yeah, when people used to say money is the devil, I think it...
That wouldn't surprise me one bit anymore. Honestly, though, if Jesus showed up, I think it'd make me believe in him less. You know what I mean? It's like,
well,
you got to leave a little bit of mystery. If he showed up now, I think that the alien stuff is...
But I think if Hillary transformed into a giant mm-hmm. creature with big horns... Then I would not be surprised at this point.
No.
I'd be like,
I really wouldn't be.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's fucked up that they've broken us down to this point. That's what they want, is to make anything seem.
Well, now
I really wouldn't be surprised
we're if close they were to,
lizard people.
We're close to exiting the Matrix.
It's got to break soon. Everyone feels this momentum and this buildup and the tension.
It has to. It has
these last several years.
If the inauguration happens, or if something doesn't happen to him,
happening.
Something's definitely planned.
There's a crossover event that's coming that's like...
Yeah.
I don't want to rile up my cult followers or anything, but I just feel like...
Well, everyone's worried about that. Yeah. Things have been too quiet. Kamala was too cool about letting him January 6th.
Things used to be so chill, man.
Yeah.
And I think information and just everything started unraveling and then...
Well, what happened was, you know... The people in control the whole time, they've been, you know, kind of slowly screwing us over, getting the country into debt, but then they kind of started overplaying their hand.
It's like, and then we were like, screwdriver, now we were like,
oh, it actually wasn't chill this whole time.
And it's all falling apart, and yeah, at the same time, because of that, the alien stuff, and then
there's no aliens.
You believe in the blue beam?
I think
there's no... I don't know.
I don't think any of this current drone stuff has anything to do with aliens.
Maybe not the current drone stuff, but I just think, like...
Not even aliens. I know that there's aliens in the universe, but...
It's so fucked.
But...
remember when you didn't think that?
I always thought that, kind of.
No, did you ever think that there were... they had never been to Earth?
Elon doesn't think that, yeah.
Yeah, but then he might have a huge conflict of interest.
Yes, he definitely has.
And he does act all weird about it.
Elon does have a pretty big conflict of interest in this, in this alien debate. If I mean, and he's obviously an alien's going to say, there's no aliens.
Yeah. Yeah, as an alien, he has a big conflict of interest.
Ah, so what?
But it's also, even if he just...
It's Trump and the aliens versus the New World Order.
I don't know. It's just a little bit weird that Trump was the one that created Space Force.
Well, there's been...
And everyone else was like...
I mean...
And he says he can't say what he's told and...
You should listen to this guy called Dark Journalist, I think.
I like this guy.
There's a lot of Trump's uncle, John Trump. He was something...
That's concerning because I saw people say maybe the people dismantling the deep state, isn't it kind of weird that it's like, I don't know, these people like Tucker Carlson's dad worked in intelligence. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, yeah, so did Obama's though.
Yeah. I mean,
but then it's like,
I think could be double psyop, but
and I remember thinking that about Tucker too. I was just like, maybe he's just posing as like,
but all he does
the freedom, like,
but all he does is these days is really interview people, you know.
It's just like, trust me. Well, trust me, I'll expose the stuff that's all gonna come out anyways.
I don't know, but Alex Jones has been saying the same stuff for 30 years, and only now people are listening. I feel kind of bad for him.
Yeah,
he got so discredited and kicked off every platform.
They're still releasing his fat pics.
Everyone just forever. I mean, he actually like has like a certain amount of credibility now among people.
I'm so afraid of the Gazelli pictures because. I was always telling Danny Happy Plants when he'd take the pictures, no comedy fatty pics. And he would still sometimes, but you know, it's not his fault.
Yeah,
they were all comedy fatty pics sometimes.
Well, you gotta take
but now I got my fly was open, I believe.
Yeah, take the definitely was. You gotta take the ultimate sea moss from the alexjonesstore.com/bad comedy.
Did you see Alex Baldwin was on like SNL? And his fly was open.
Was it?
Yeah, mine was just broken.
Did they say your barn door is open?
Yeah, on SNL. Oh, my gosh. How embarrassing. What would be more embarrassing, that or getting your shot deflected back and hitting you in the
off head? An ear?
I think you're going to get shot anyways if you accidentally shoot yourself.
I think Alec Baldwin should be... he had the death penalty for shooting that person.
I forgot that Tim Dillon had him on his podcast like after all.
Did
that.
He?
Yeah. It's like, geez.
I heard Alec Baldwin's brother was actually, I think Patrick Bet-David had both of Alec Baldwin's brothers on, two of them on.
And one of them played Barney Rubble.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then it's like you trace it back, the Flintstones, trace it back far enough, it's all money.
Mm-hmm.
I know how this world works. It's all money.
I wonder what they're trying to do with California. So they burned it down on purpose, most likely. And
it's to make a statement. Well, it's not about money.
Well, the Olympics are supposed to be there in 2028, so they're going to try to build a smart city.
They're going to pass the torch really carefully.
Then. With what money? Yeah, should have thought about that, folks. Trump's not going to give you money if you continue to not listen to him and clean up your forests.
Yikes. We're going to have to put some cool athletes like in charge of the Olympics, just kind of also just to be like cool.
What?
Like, you know, like you would put just like, it'd be like John Cena and The Rock are in charge of the Olympics or something. But it'd have to be like, who would be the coolest? Like,
I don't even think
Tom Brady's like cool enough.
I think it would be funny if the 2028 Olympics in LA was just all ash. It's not even a city.
They already it's just
a hellscape.
Like, shit. Like they like gave them like cardboard boxes for beds last time. It's like these are premier specimens of like the human beauty and.
Right. My favorite swimmer is Mike Phillips.
Yeah, maybe Michael Phelps.
Phillips, actually. Yeah.
I thought it was Michael Flathead.
Well, he looks like an alien from a water planet.
Yeah. Either that or he's like a Neptune or a.
Yeah, he's probably from Neptune. Mm-hmm. A lot of people call me Mac Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
You're
Mac Neptune.
You know what they say about Jerry Hamady? Huh. No talent.
Wow.
And then everyone goes. That's supposed to be a clap.
I was talking mad shit about him.
And he goes.
Well, Jerry, you got your wish.
Yeah, your wish came true. You're a loser.
Duh.
No, it's not his fault, but we also think maybe next year don't make extra clips about him being gay.
Oh, well, I'm going
to. Then maybe he's going to motivate the Mexicans to rally.
You know what I think I'm going to do?
We're going to make more clips.
More clips about him being gay. Yeah. It's called the double down.
We weren't supposed to win, though. We have to remember that at the end of the day. We're a bad comedy podcast. Us winning 2 years in a row, too.
We were supposed to win.
It was kind of, it's good that someone else won. Because it means that
maybe it'll actually, we're not the it means, only one. Well, it means not. Well, I mean,
we weren't the only ones before, but we really.
I think they thought it actually mattered for their podcast. I only wanted it so that we had 3 years in a row.
It definitely wasn't going to matter for us.
Yeah,
I think it was only going to be bragging.
I know rights. Exactly,
and it would give us less to talk about.
So the other guy hit up probably two Mexican people, and they probably all had 1,000 kids each.
Yeah, it's two families.
Yeah, it's two Mexican families. It's like 1,000 white normal families.
It's better for the culture if there's more competition and just better podcasts coming out. That one seems better than the other ones that were nominated.
We should be the only one.
I mean, it's not like. I don't know, when it was just us and then Grace Baylor's like 12-minute podcast she had for like a week or something nominated, and then there was like an improv one last year and just this stuff where it's like...
Yeah, it was three different podcasts we faced up against last year than this year.
Yeah, and it's like these ones were better this year, which is better. And we also, just for the folks that don't know, I took home best host of Bad Comedy Podcast.
Yeah.
Brandon told me that if Jason had been in attendance, they would have given it to Jason because that would have been the funnier one.
Well, Brandon would have done anything to make me sad.
Yeah, and then Mac took home the most likely to go home and shoot himself in his condo award.
Now he was most likely to shoot himself if someone broke into his house or something, shoot himself with his gun, his own gun, if someone broke into his house.
Oh, okay. That's way different. I thought they were saying that you
That's what so I said sad. At the end. At the end, and I set the mic down. I said, I'm going to go home and shoot myself with my gun. And then I got a lot of claps for that. So thanks, everyone, for wanting me to shoot myself with my gun.
I do want to take issue with the Gazellis for their bullying. They actually had a category for biggest hack this year, which was not voted on by people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always Brian Rowe.
Yeah, and they gave it to Brian Rowe again, who has won fair and square before.
He deserves it.
And does deserve it. Thank, but
yeah, again, I'm proud of him.
But I feel like that's kind of bullying. And they also had a porous comic award. I don't think we should money shame people.
Well, the problem
we
is...
We should. Gazelli shouldn't.
I know. The
it's our job.
The problem is the awards were too funny. So the baddies is supposed to be like that, but more offensive. But they are already offensive.
Do you think Jerry ever worries if the Gazellis are too cool? Or... If the comedy Gazelle is too good.
Well, he came up with none of the funny ideas.
Do you think he ever worries that the Gazelle is too important?
I think that Jerry Hamady should go to hell.
I think Jerry?
Yeah.
You're like one of my least favorite Jerrys in this scene.
Jerry Hamady is by far my least favorite Jerry.
Well, for me, it would be the one that would go to Power Hour, that old guy.
Yeah, I prefer that Jerry over like Jerry Hamady. I like Jerry Seinfeld more.
But he's not in our scene.
Yeah, well, I like Jerry CK more.
I'm actually going to try to become a scene king. I don't know if you remember this from MySpace.
No.
It was like, you know, like when people are like scene and or they're like they look like emo.
Mm-mm. But I remember there was a term called a scene darling for the Chicago
comedy. Oh, yeah. That's very different.
Scott Darling.
I've always felt like the complete opposite.
Yeah. The Scott Darling.
It was more like they try to squish you like a bug if you have a speck of talent.
Why did Scott Darling stop doing comedy? I haven't seen him around, but he was really good.
I think it might have been the Brian Rowe Association.
Yeah. Plus, he probably couldn't afford to do stand-up anymore after his car got pecked up.
Pecked up, yeah.
He got all pecked up. Oh, I saw Adam Addis, by the way, at Galway Bay.
How's he looking? Was he walking?
He's walking normal? Weird, yeah. Stephen Haas was. Wow. Stephen Haas walking behind him. He slapped his ass.
Maybe.
And he said,
"Haas should make a skit about that."
He said, "That was a good ride, boy." Uh-huh. I was like, "That seems like." Really gay and kind of racist too. Yeah, little boy.
Don't call him boy.
I mean, he looks kind of like a little boy, but
might be part of their dynamic, though.
Yeah, they're kind of like a
consensual
gay dynamic duo.
I think that's good for the scene if you have
gay dynamic. They're gay dynamic duo.
Yeah, if you have like gay sex, like in the Zany's bathroom, I think that might be good.
Yeah,
in the scene.
It's probably one of the better things for the comedy scene is Adam Addis and Stephen Haas having sex in the Zany's bathroom.
It's diversity. It's like how much more diverse can Zany's be than having gay sex in the club?
Yeah.
That's diverse.
Yeah. We need more DEI.
Yeah. We lost Coin Shortage. She was
not on the podcast. I think the world just needs more DEI.
Definitely not on the podcast. This is not the place for...
No.
We have a hive mind. Folks, do you know what that means?
Hive minds think alike. You guys ever heard about that?
You have if you're in our hive mind. We're just a couple of bees in a fishbowl.
If you want to join the hive mind, folks, you know where to find it. Patreon.com/badcomedy.
That's where we keep the real honey pot.
Next week, you're going to see some Malort stuff going on. You're going to like it.
There's going to be a lot of illness on this podcast. You're going to see a lot of...
Illness in a good way.
Toxicity.
No, it's going to be ill. Like, that's ill.
Mm-hmm. Chicago, Illinois.
I actually backtraced that.
Because I backtraced it.
I'm so Chicago.
Yeah.
That's so Chicago.
You know
that's so comedy.
Oh, listen to this. Zach O'Ryan. You're out. MC Lightsey. You're out. Matt Banward. You're out. See, folks, that's what we did in the comedy scene, okay?
What's going to happen to Jerry?
Jerry. You're out. He's done.
I mean, I really could see him,
you know, I'm gonna
giving it all up.
I'm going to do the battle horn. That's for the patrons. Patrons unite.
So we're going to try to ruin his life.
Yeah, in every way we can. We're going to ruin Jerry's life. And
hey, Jerry, remember when I got on your vouch thing, not the actual tournament, the fair and square one, but when one person submits my name to the thing? You never put me on the show.
And yeah.
So now that's just long gone.
Hey, Jerry.
That was like 2 years ago.
Where's our op-ed?
Yeah, what happened to that, huh?
Yeah, where'd that go?
You see this?
Remember when you told us a year ago if we won the if we won the Gazelles 2 years in a row, we'd have an issue in the Gazelles? Yeah.
What happened to that, Jerry?
Where is that?
And it wasn't 3 years. We did exactly two op-ed.
We did two for the op-ed, and you lied to us.
Do you remember how much publicity this gun got you?
Yeah. This gun saved your whole fucking career.
Career. And that's temporary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like how we can ignite your career, Jerry, we can take you out just as easily.
Do you want to look like your friend California?
Yeah. We brought you into this world. We can take you out just as easily.
If I was Jerry, I would just give him the op-ed.
Yeah.
I would just give us a vouch and make sure that we're good friends again.
Yeah. I don't need a vouch from him. I'll just go to PD.
I am sad, Jerry. I feel like you don't like me and Mac especially.
No, Jerry's...
And most of the scene, to be honest.
Jerry is just a sad, miserable guy. I was asking him at Galloway Bay, why are you always sad and miserable?
And did he say it was just you're talking to him?
And then he said, I ran away.
Did he say that it's maybe... Because I've heard him talk about how you... called him gay, and then people think he's gay and keep bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a stain on his career, which I think isn't the right way to say it. But
it shouldn't be. I mean, it should help him
get booked more. It's a distraction.
It should help him get booked more.
It should. So that is another way that we're helping Jerry.
Right, by calling him gay.
We defended him at all costs.
Yeah.
Got him huge press.
Made him gay to get booked. And then and we're treated by him rigging the elections.
It just makes me sad. It's like Ham Talon all over again. I thought we were tight.
Yeah.
We were tight.
Mm-hmm. But Jerry, remember all the times that we hung out at North Bar and then you do this to us?
We feel shunned right now.
I feel like...
Actually, no, I like Jerry because they gave me the best host award. So actually,
I'm all good. Brandon gave you that.
Brandon, and then he wrote the L into my name, which he didn't. He spelt my name wrong.
Yeah, everyone thinks you're Bill Maher's brother.
It's crazy, just what I think I am in my head, and then it's like people don't even know how to spell your name. People don't know how to say your name, and you're not that.
You probably feel like
WTF.
I'm more like WTH.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Folks, we got a really cool Patreon episode coming up. So catch it. It's going to come out on Thursday,
Thursday. It's enough.
It's on Thursday. If you're a patron, you have early access. And you're obviously listening on Monday when this episode drops. If you're a peasant, then you're listening on Wednesday.
Just fucking subscribe to us, and just if you don't like it, just unsubscribe.
Yeah, and I still haven't raised
it. $4.
I was supposed to raise the price in November, and I still forgot.
So it's cutting into our profits.
We are heavily losing money.
I've lost so much money from this. So is Mac.
We are
the studio, folks.
Our studio is burning down. like we're in LA right now, mm-hmm. and in a matter of probably hours, this studio will be rubble.
They have no idea, though, honestly, the blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into this production.
Yeah.
Just real, like, yeah. just so much, like, 6 hours a week every week, like.
Yeah.
Which takes your, basically, your whole day from.
Yeah.
Social battery, comedy, energy. Oh, Mac yeah. was letting us use this room, which could have been rented out.
Yeah.
As a studio. Well, and
this is my LA condo.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, maybe we're in talks with New York. Maybe we're in talks with Houston.
Well, I think next
maybe
week.
Maybe we have a problem.
Next week, we'll be back in Chicago studio. Also, the flights out here to LA have been kind of expensive, too.
But to say, like, we make money from this is, it's a funny idea.
Well, mm-hmm. back in my day.
But we get just a little kickback.
Yeah.
But then just the ways it costs us in opportunity cost.
Oh, yeah. We get like $2.
We really get paid like less than minimum wage.
Oh, way less.
And so we like to pretend to flex, but it's really going to help us out.
Yeah. Just
give us $4, man.
Yeah. You don't even have to listen. Just support support the goddamn broadcast. But you should.
It's $2 each, and then Apple takes a cut.
Apple's takes an additional 30% now.
So we're talking about you might give me $1.40 a month.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. It's like 10 cents an hour.
Just go to
patreon.com/badcomedy.
Or if you want to support Alex Jones and us, then go to the alexjonesstore.com/badcomedy and buy Malort.
Picture us making shoes.
Yeah.
And we're children.
What if we started, guys, you realized if you fund this operation more, we can start doing way cooler shit. We can get. We have all these, we have this whole crew that we have to pay back here to do the production for us. Like, do you think that that's cheap? No, shout out to the crew.
Love you guys.
Yeah. And I mean, they do this essentially for free. We don't even let them on camera. But I mean, if it wasn't for the crew, this wouldn't be able to happen. And if we don't get more patrons, then we're gonna have to fire the crew.
And it's tough when you have people whose livelihood and their lives really depend on.
Well,
the show must go on.
A lot of the crew is losing their homes, probably because of LA.
And do they deserve it?
No.
We'll see. We'll see what the fans think.
Yeah, we'll see what the fans think. So
just so many stylistic choices where we just stay true to ourselves, mm-hmm. still say whatever we want, even though we can't make money from it on YouTube or whatever. Yep.
And it's guys,
harder to grow.
3 years, it's still $3.99 a month. Okay. Think about that. Inflation, basically we make a cent per patron.
We're really making a dollar. That's crazy.
We make 1 cent.
We're making $1.
1 cent.
$1.40 a month per person.
We make 1 cent per patron now. That's literally what it is.
It doesn't even make sense.
In dollar cost averaging, that's what it is. I did the math. We get 1 cent. Actually, no, we get 1 cent total.
Wait, is that actually true?
Each. Yeah.
Yeah, 1 cent a month. That's more than my deal was written up to include, but.
Yeah.
I want to renegotiate.
We get you some smelling salts and stuff in there.
It's true.
Yeah. But, folks, hey, subscribe because we got a huge episode dropping Thursday, this Thursday. If you're listening to this after Wednesday or Monday, then it's already out on Patreon.
Massive.
One thing you might not realize is we have about 250 episodes behind the paywall that. Actually, probably closer to 275 that have never seen the light of day. Every guest episode and every episode until we went public, like fucking what? Like
public with half of our episodes, but
not even half. Probably
the guest episodes.
Probably over half of our regular episodes are behind the paywall too. So, We're probably talking shit about you. And you need to know that. You need to see that. You
should find out.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Find out. Man, we'll see.
Cats to feed.
We'll see it. Yeah. I got bills to pay. I got cats to feed. And ain't nothing in this world for free.
Pay my telephone bill.
Pay my telephone.
Pay my automobile.
Pay my automobile. Pay for me to get another.
Just send me
pay
money.
For me to get another gun. Oh, follow me. Baddie. Yeah, follow me at Bad Boy Comedy. Send her money at Comedy Baddie.
Comedy Baddie. You just send me money directly instead of.
No, send it to the Patreon.
It's cool.
No, you can send it to the Patreon.
Got two cats at home.
Yeah,
so
they're also
kind of more important.
They're starving too.
His Max cats, operation.
His cats are starving. I went to his house and they're so skinny.
They're very. They're thinning.
Yeah,
I call it fasting for cats.
Yeah, that's smart. You intermittent fast them. Just don't feed them for a week or so. Yeah, that's good.
And they're like,
I mean,
oh, daddy.
Yeah,
and like you're still here.
It's a good diet. It's intermittent fasting, so you just gotta let the have the cats fast for a while.
And they are locked in, and they
and then you give them a little bit of food. Like when maybe you're at someone's house and like you give a little bit of dog food and bring it back to them.
And I'm always surprised they don't know how to break out. Like I love it, but I'm just have to withhold food sometimes, so they think I'm a god.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have
you
a
would
choice.
You would think that. Cats would be able to break out of your house. Like, because Catwoman, she can break in anywhere.
They broke into my closet. They flooded the apartment beneath me.
Real quick.
Maybe they just like me,
Josie,
and want to stay.
I locked Josie in my bedroom because I wanted to run my little vacuum, robot vacuum thing. And then Josie eventually just started like ramming into the door.
Wow.
Yeah.
These animals
Josie got
are
scared.
Crazy. They'll do anything to survive.
All right, folks. Catch the. We have Josie as a guest coming up, and it's going to be quite exciting. We love you all, and stay
God
true.
God bless America.
Yes, God bless America. Stay true to God.
Keep it real.